This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. And I am honored and blessed to say that thousands and thousands of people listen to this program right here in the Kansas City and surrounding areas, as well as all across the country. And we constantly discuss several core categories, such as how to remain independent in your own home. And actually, we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in today's program. When to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. That is by far the number one question that I've been asked while operating my firm, Senior Care Consulting. When is the right time to move? So we touch on that frequently. And then there's, you know, how to find the right senior care community for your exact needs. We touch on that frequently. And then there's this one. This is a huge one. How do you pay for the high cost of senior care? And I'm going to touch on that personally here in just a few minutes. And we always review critical legal issues involving elder law, so we have some of the area's top estate planning and elder law attorneys frequently on the program to answer lots and lots of questions. And we also discuss how to care for the caregiver. You have to take care of yourself so that you can care for others. So if you're listening to the radio, you're streaming us online, or maybe listening to a podcast after the fact, again, thank you for tuning in. Thanks so much for being here today. You can reach us on our toll-free number. Here's the number. Write it down. You can call it literally anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by. You will speak with a real live person 24 hours a day, 1-800-331-6445. And do not forget, definitely visit us online. We're in the process of doing some updates on our website and just trying to keep that clean and professional and cutting edge and as modern as possible. But it's a good site and it's getting better and better every day. But visit us online, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. Be sure to also connect with us socially on Facebook and Twitter. Do lots and lots of announcements and communications through social media. So don't forget that as well. All right. So tomorrow is Mother's Day. So just be sure to recognize and celebrate the moms in your life. So my mom, Maxine, I just have to say she is the most incredible, loving, and supportive mom ever. She always has my back. And let there be no mistake, she is in my corner always and forever. She's also my biggest cheerleader. She's just constantly encouraging me. Even if I make a mistake, she says, hey, that's all right. You just keep on going and you'll get past that and bigger and better. And she's just incredible. I love my mom with all of my heart. And happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you. And then there's my wife, Susan. She is the most patient, kind, and caring person that I have ever met, and I absolutely adore my wife. She's the mom to our daughter, who is 17, going on 25, right? And that's no kidding, 17 going on 25, that's about right. She's also mom to our identical triplet boys, and yes, I did say triplet boys. They just turned 15, and yeah, so our second kid ended up being identical triplet boys. We have no idea how that happened, no fertility meds, no family history. It was just in God's plan. So our house is always busy and loud and just always something going on. But the kids and I, we have this cool tradition. My dad started it with my mom long ago, but we always go out and choose really nice hanging baskets with beautiful flowers, and we hang them in the front porch, and we fill the planters with lots of different really just colorful flowers. It's just an annual tradition that my dad always did with my mom every single year on Mother's Day. So I continued the tradition with my wife, and she absolutely loves it. So I also make a special dinner, and it's just a great time. So on this Mother's Day weekend, I just want to say happy Mother's Day to my wife, to my mom, my mother-in-law, and to all of the awesome mothers out there. Thanks for being you. Thanks for all that you do. And I hope you enjoy your special day tomorrow and your special weekend. All right, so let's get on to the program today and discuss one of the core categories, how to pay for the high cost of senior care. Now, I want to talk about long-term care insurance with you for a little bit here today. I haven't touched on it for a while. Long-term care insurance is a special type of insurance that pays very specifically for senior care. All right, so it covers home care, adult daycare, assisted living, and, of course, the nursing home costs. And now, back in the day, it was just a nursing home policy. They were very restrictive. That's all it paid for. And today's policies are so much more flexible. They pay for so much more, and they're a lot more user-friendly and a lot more beneficial, frankly. So the key elements to a long-term care policy, and there are several different elements, and this is how, and you can, this is where you can customize some of these elements and also control some cost as well. And so I'm going to tell you what I recommend. You could always do what you want, but these are my recommendations. So for the length of coverage, I recommend at least a 5-year term. So you want 5 years of coverage, and more is better. More is always better, but you want 5 years because then you're just playing the averages. Okay, so 2.4 years in assisted living, that's an average length of stay. 59% of those residents will have to graduate to the nursing home level of care, where the average length of stay is right at 2.4 years, again, within days of each other. And so you round it up a little bit to 5 years, and that's going to cover your averages. Again, more is better. Your daily benefit amount, I recommend at least $200 per day. And again, more is better. Now, more is also going to be a higher premium. Okay. So, but you need to have $200 a day. You know, worst case scenario, you're not able to stay home. You have to move into a senior care community. And let's say you have to move to the nursing home level. For about $200 a day or so, you can pay for a semi-private room in any nursing home here in our area. So that's going to have you covered for that. Your elimination period, I don't know who makes up these terms. The elimination period. What is that? It's a deductible. Why don't they say your deductible is, but it's the elimination period. But normally you'll see 90 days. And what that means is that you'll have to pay the expense for 90 days. It could be 100 days. It could be 60 or 30. It could be 180 days. It's all over the board. The most common one I see is 90 days. So you pay for it for 90 days, and then this policy starts paying on the 91st day. I just saw a policy this last week with some of my clients with Senior Care Consulting. They had a 100-day elimination period. So on theirs, on day 101, it starts paying. Okay, and you can have a smaller deductible, smaller elimination period. That just means that your monthly premiums will be a little higher. So that's how that works. Now, I am adamant you absolutely must have the inflation rider. The inflation rider raises your coverage 5% per year, and this will keep up with the ever-increasing cost of senior care. And I'm going to tell you a story about that here in just a minute and why it's a perfect demonstration on why I'm so adamant about this. But you have to have the inflation rider, and you have to have it. I'm telling you, you've got to have it. When do you purchase long-term care insurance? I say age 55 plus or minus 5 years. That's an ideal. It's kind of the sweet spot relative to how much you'll pay in premiums versus when you might need the coverage. However, you can definitely purchase long-term care insurance at an older age, at a later date. There's no problems with that at all, except when it comes to your health. Now, you have to qualify with your good health. And so you may later on, if you develop a health issue, this is not like, you know, we have to cover pre-existing conditions. That is not applicable to long-term care insurance, like the big discussion on healthcare is. And so if you have an issue that they deem you uninsurable, then that's it. You can't get it. So that's the risk of waiting. Now, our good friend Dave Ramsey recommends it on the 60th birthday. Let me tell you, Dave has no idea what he's talking about. No, I'm just kidding. Before people call me and say, hey, I love Dave Ramsey, I just disagree with him by 5 years. So I think 55 is a little better time. But you can get it on your 60th birthday, again, if you can qualify with your good health. And then get a state partnership plan. And what that is, it increases the amount of money that you can keep if you need to qualify for Medicaid. And I'm going to give you an example of that in a little bit. I'll give you an example of that in a little bit. But I had some clients who had a long-term care insurance policy, and they had about $100 per day benefit. And after the break, I am going to share with you $100. Well, and this was 20 years ago. Well, that sounds like a lot of coverage. Well, that sounds like a pretty good deal. Well, I'm going to tell you the rest of that story because it does not have a happy ending at all. And on this state partnership plan, yeah, it doesn't have, financially, it's not a good ending. On the state partnership plan, not all long-term care insurance policies are state partnership qualified. So you have to ask your insurance agent very specifically for that plan. And I will explain that right after the break. But first, let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you own a long-term care insurance policy and you need to qualify for Medicaid, your spend down amount to qualify for Medicaid is A, $2,000, B, $999, C, it depends, or D, none of the above. The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And always remember, if you're not going to be near a radio, but you want to listen to the program, we can stream this program to any electronic device. Super easy. Just go to SeniorCareLive.com and click on the Listen Live button, and it will stream straight. Give it just a few seconds to connect, and it'll stream to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. And it really is and truly is just that simple and straightforward. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you own a long-term care insurance policy and you need to qualify for Medicaid, your spend down amount to qualify for Medicaid is A, $2,000, B, $999, C, it depends, or D, none of the above. And the answer is C, it depends. How about that for a nebulous answer, as they say? It really depends. And here's the big kicker here. And I touched on it before. I'll explain a little bit more now. And we're not going to go into an hour explanation. I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. But it depends. If your long-term care insurance policy is a qualified state partnership plan, then that is the it depends part. If it is not a state partnership plan, then in Kansas, you have to spend your liquid assets down to $2,000. In Missouri, you have to spend your liquid assets down to $999. And then that's the qualifying trigger. But let's say your long-term care insurance policy is a state partnership plan. And let's say it has paid out, on this nice round numbers, $100,000for your care. It's reimbursed $100,000. Okay. And then let's say that now you need to move to the nursing home and your policy's out and you're out of money and you need to qualify for Medicaid. And actually, I've seen this happen a lot. So you need to qualify for Medicaid. Do you have to spend down your assets to $2,000 or $999? No. If it's a state partnership plan, you spend your assets down to $100,000. You spend your assets down to the amount that your long-term care insurance policy paid out, if that makes sense. So what you just did by spending premiums and buying, investing in a long-term care insurance policy is you just preserved the amount of money that that thing paid out in benefits. So in this example, you get to hang on to $100,000 in the state of Kansas or Missouri if it's a state partnership plan. Super, that one's in the weeds and way off, kind of out in the distance a little ways. Talk to your insurance broker about that inflation rider and make sure it's a state partnership plan. Also, I have a story of a client. I said it didn't end so well. They paid on their long-term care insurance policy for about 20 years. When they bought it, it had $100 a day benefit. And back at that time, that was great. That was great coverage back then. But that's 20 years ago. Fast forward to today, his wife calls, her husband needs a nursing home, a semi-private room in a nursing home, the one that we were considering for him and that he moved to is about $6,000 a month. So that means that they're short by $3,000 a month. So long-term care insurance will pay $3,000. They need to come up with another $3,000. And guess what? They did not have the financial resources to pay for that shortfall of $3,000 a month. So now they have to qualify for Medicaid. And they were upset by this. And I said, hey, don't shoot the messenger. And they weren't upset with me, but I just explained it all to them. Their insurance broker was gone, long gone. They didn't know who to call. And so I was able to explain that their policy to them and their coverage to them is just part of my services with Senior Care Consulting and our placement services. And they were really appreciative of that because they said no one's ever really explained this to us. But look, this bottom line, this is not what they had in mind. They thought they were covered when in reality, 20 years later, they're not covered. They're only halfway covered, and they had to qualify for Medicaid. They essentially paid 20 years of premiums for really no benefit. It did not help them because at the end of the day, they could have not paid premiums for 20 years and qualified for Medicaid. You see what I mean? So that is, that's tough. Now, if they would have had that inflation rider, their policy would have paid about $220 a day, and then they would have been set. And then that would have been the deliverable that they expected. I've had a recent client of mine. They bought a policy about 16 years ago. It did. Theirs started about $100 a day. It's now worth right at about $200 a day. And boom, they're set. I mean, they're in good shape there. So you want to purchase your long-term care insurance from a reputable broker. And if you settle on a lower benefit, then you have to be able to fund the shortfall. And that's just the bottom line.
And now, myth versus fact.
And I just wanted to touch on this myth. It's just so commonly held. I've heard this so many times. All that long-term care insurance, that's just a waste of money. What if I don't need it? And I'm like, well, if you don't need it, then you just won the lottery, right? It's like any other insurance. You pay for it and you hope you don't have to use it. Here is a fact. 70% of us will need and pay for long-term care in our life at some point. That's a fact. 70%. That's a really high percentage. So if you're in the 30%, good for you. You just won the lottery. I mean, really. So, you know, I pay for my homeowner's insurance, and I hope to goodness I never have to file a claim. I hope I never have to file a claim. But if I do, I'm covered, and I have some peace of mind knowing that that is covered. And so if you, again, if you're able to fund part of that, then maybe you can lower your premium, lower your coverage. But if you're not able to write a check for at least $6,000 a month for 5 years and then round that up with some other expenses, if you don't have about $500,000, that you can fund long-term care insurance, you are rolling the dice, and long-term care insurance is not a waste of your money, and that is a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, most long-term care insurance policies today do pay for home care, and that means that you can bring in a home care provider to help you stay in your home. And again, most long-term care insurance policies do pay for this. And so with that, I want to introduce you to my friends from Golden Heart Senior Care, Rick Shepherd and Patty Garrett. And Rick and Patty, welcome back to Senior Care Life.
Thank you so much. Great to be back.
Morning, Steve. Good to be here again.
All right. So, first of all, do you have a lot of clients that have long-term care insurance, or are there just a few here or there?
I would say maybe around 15% have long-term care insurance.
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty nice.
From way back, it's become more prevalent now. So, as the baby boomers are retiring, I know we're going to see a lot more of that, and we probably anticipate up to maybe 35-40% of our clients will have long-term care insurance.
And I just think long-term care in general is so expensive that I just don't think it's an option now. It's absolutely mandatory. We're going to talk to Rick and Patty a whole lot more after the break, but I'm going to tell you about how you can reach out to Golden Heart Senior Care to help you out in your home. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To find more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, give us a call at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And also, if you miss a program, one of the episodes, or you want to share the information with a friend, no worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and you can listen to any of the previously aired episodes. It is super simple. Literally hundreds of people listen every single month, so feel free to help yourself on that. All right, back to my friends and special guest, Rick Shepherd and Patty Garrett with Golden Heart Senior Care. And look, if you want a great home care provider that will send someone in your home, and we'll talk about how they can help you here in just a second, reach out to Rick and Patty at 913-534-8500. 913-534-8500. And with, you know, everyone's planning their vacations right now, and if you can't leave your elderly loved one, but you need a break, look, everyone needs a break, that's probably, you probably get a lot of calls for that, Rick, don't you? Like some respite care and a little bit of help around the holidays and then over the summertime.
We sure do. In fact, we just had a couple call a couple weeks ago. They want to take a 50th anniversary cruise.
Oh, awesome.
And mom lives with them. They want to take a 10-day cruise, and so we're going to be setting up to do that for them so they can get away and have a good time and know that mom's well taken care of.
Absolutely. So they can celebrate, reconnect, and then not have to worry about mom because you guys got it covered at Golden Heart.
Exactly.
That's awesome. So your office is in the Corporate Woods area in Overland Park. Again, 913-534-8500. But you're not just limited to that area. You pretty much cover the entire metro area of Kansas City.
That is correct. A lot of we are a franchise unit, but we actually have own all of Kansas City. So a lot of companies you call can only do certain zip codes. We can cover anywhere from Lee Summit to Western Lenexa to North Kansas City to the South. So we're really anywhere in Kansas City.
And a couple of my clients that I've referred, I mean, one of them, you know, they lived in North Kansas City, and you did a great job. You actually replaced another provider that was doing a horrible job. And they said you all did fantastic. And then another one of my clients I referred to, they were way out on the west side of Johnson County. Actually, you wouldn't think it was a drive, but it's a little bit of a drive actually to get over there. They are really pleased with your services as well.
Well, that's great to hear. Thank you.
All right. And then, Patty, so let's talk, you know, home care. I mean, what services do you provide?
Well, and I think some of your listeners have heard me say this in the past. The list of what we do is so much longer than the list of what we don't do.
Yep.
So the list of what we do goes anywhere the gauntlet of errands to hands-on care to using lifts, to the bathing, the showering, the taking to the beauty shop for a day of beauty, you know, anything that someone needs, we can usually find a way to accommodate them. The list of what we don't do falls into the medical category, which we are non-medical, and that's typically what families need.
Yeah, they need help with those activities of daily living, and they need a break.
You better believe it. And those activities of daily living, that's what keeps the actual living going.
And that keeps you at home. That's the difference between staying at home or having to move to a care community.
Right. And if we come up with the list of the things that would help that client and help the daughter or the son, whoever is the primary caregiver involved here, we come up with a very specific identified list of what can we do, first of all, to help your loved one, and then what can we do to relieve the pressure on you, the primary caregiver person.
And I saw that in action with the most recent clients that I referred out in Western Johns County, in that, you know, this was his wife, and she's caring for her husband. She loves her husband, and this is my job. So there, you kind of had some turf issues, right? Which is
normal.
My grandma did the same thing with my grandpa. That's my job. But, you know, the family convinced her, hey, let's just have a little bit of help. And then once she saw, first of all, how great of a job that your caregiver did and how great she was with her husband. And then there was a level of trust. And she's like, oh, wait a minute. Wow. I just got a break and that feels pretty nice.
Well,
you have this realization like, oh my gosh, I should have done this sooner.
And the key is to go in with respect, to respect the boundaries that someone has laid out for you and not, quite honestly, don't try to be too helpful. In the beginning,
just do what you're supposed to, what they've asked you to do.
Respect those boundaries.
Yeah.
Do what they want. Then when they trust you, they will tell you, okay, I'm okay with you adding on this or that.
And that's exactly what happened with this particular family I'm talking about.
It sure is.
I just need help with A, B, and C. And that don't do anything else. And so she delivered on A, B, and C. And then the lady's like, wow, that's pretty good. Well, how about let's add D, E, and F? And pretty soon, you know, she was out all day long taking care of herself, going to her own doctor's appointments, going to get her hair done, reconnecting with some people at church that she hadn't been to for a long time. And she expanded her hours, and it was just a great, great service, and it helped her out so much.
And there you have the beauty of private duty home care done well.
Yep. Perfect, perfect. All right, so let's talk about the process.
Well, I think a lot of people don't quite understand the process. So that is what I wanted to lay out for listeners today, is exactly what can you expect.
And the first part of it is just maybe realizing we need some help.
Right. And there's two categories. There are people that need help now, and there are people that are going to need help because maybe their loved one has a progressive illness or health issue. So there's no harm in educating yourself now for what's coming.
Yep.
And later I will give you a perfect example of a client that did exactly that.
Okay. All right.
So the process is going to begin with, first of all, facts. Facts that the family, the client, that there are certain facts we can't change. And that is their health is compromised in some way now or it's coming because of something progressive. Mm-hmm. So here's the questions that people mainly ask. What does private duty mean? How does it work? Does it cost to have someone come meet with us? If I call, is my name going to get on a list and I'm going to be bothered from people from now on calling me and soliciting me?
We know how that goes.
That's a huge fear for people.
Yep,
it's
yep.
a fear for me.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest question, just because I make the call, does that mean that I have to commit to doing something if you come out and meet with me and talk with me? And better yet, does it mean that I'm not a good caregiver or loved one to my loved one?
Yeah.
Because I made a call and asked for some help.
Mm-hmm. You're admitting defeat. And this is really bad for the men because we are Superman and we can do this. But at some point, we're like, man, I think I'm going to need some help. And it's a little bit of a blow to your ego. Or like you said, it doesn't have to be a male. It could be a female. And am I failing in my job here? And
right.
So you're walking on some real dicey territory there.
Yeah.
it's a little scary there.
And the reason that I want to get face to face with people is there's this thing out there called the internet.
Good Lord. Yeah.
And people will Google private duty home care and yep. they are going to get an onslaught of information.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all very clinical. It's all very frightening. It's all very cold.
And if you look at that, I've done that before, and it was like 1.3 million results, literally mm-hmm. in a second. And so it's overwhelming to say the least.
And on the other hand, I encourage people to do that because they have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
But then the next step is make the call, because then we can sit down face to face. And I can go through the actual situation that you are going through, because there are positives and there are negatives that are unique to their situation. Their situation is not listed on Google. Okay?
Yep.
So the first step is make the call. There's no long discussion. All you have to do is call and just say, hey, I've got a need, or I'm going to have a need. How does this work?
Yep.
And then what I'm going to do is set a time, an appointment, or Rick will, whoever is available in our office, mm-hmm. to come out and sit and meet with the family. But the very first step is that critical first phone call.
To make the phone call. And Rick, what's your phone number?
913-534-8500.
All right, 913-534-8500. If this is resonating with you and you say, I have a need right now, or I can see this coming and I want to know what this is all about, the first step, you just literally pick up the phone and make a phone call. It's that simple. And these folks are professionals. They're not going to high pressure sales with the whole, horrible sales tactics and that sort of thing. They're going to come out, and we'll talk about the next steps here in a minute, but 913-534-8500. Okay.
The second step is going to be, when I come to the house, I would really like if all the decision makers in the family that are involved in this were present. That would be a big help, because what happens is people receive parts of information.
Yep.
And then they pass it on to a son or a daughter or someone else in the family. And they say, well, wait a minute. What about this? What about that? If everybody can be in the room at the same time, everybody receives the same information, and then the decisions are all made according to what they all heard.
And fully informed, and if you have a question, you're asking the question, everyone's hearing. It's really a group effort. But that communications piece and having all of the decision makers together, that's a critical piece for all parties involved, for everyone. Look, if this is resonating with you, this is the first steps of the process to make a phone call, 913-534-8500. And then, Patty will come out and meet with you and all of the decision makers, and you can clearly communicate. Everything's right up front on the table. And then we're going to talk about the next step of the process in working with Golden Heart Senior Care right after the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Back to my special guests and friends in studio today, Rick Shepherd, Patty Garrett with Golden Heart Senior Care. They're a private duty company. They can help you take care of your loved one in your own home. We talked about that pretty much all the way through the program today. Reach out to Golden Heart Senior Care at 913-534-8500, and they service the entire KC metro area. If you want an excellent home care provider, call Golden Heart. All right, so Patty, we're back to kind of the process. So we make the phone call, and you come out and meet, and really strongly prefer to meet with all the decision makers there. So
correct.
Everyone's on the same page. Okay.
Now, once we're in the living room, yep. And I've got everybody's attention, here I'm gonna rattle off a list,
okay,
of all the things that we're gonna go through and cover. One of the first things is I'm gonna explain how a care plan is created. And then, how do we pick the primary caregiver? How are they screened? What do we do if the caregiver's sick? What if it's not a good fit? What if I need to change the original schedule? What if they have long-term care insurance? How do we identify the hours specifically needed to maximize care? How is the client protected with liability? And how does Golden Heart Senior Care oversee the caregivers? And finally, what's the estimated cost?
Okay, so you just blew me away. First of all, that's more thorough than the vast majority of home care providers. I guarantee you there are a lot of providers that say it's X dollars an hour. I can have so-and-so out to your house. You want me to send her out? Well, and they go, yeah, and then they send someone out. They show up at the door. They're not introduced, and then there's your care plan. And then if they don't show up, oh, well. I mean, it's ridiculous. Some of the stories I hear, that is impressive what you just read.
And seriously, I cover all of this.
Yep.
And you would think it would take hours. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't, because you've got everybody captive in that one room.
It's just, it's very thorough, though. It's very thoughtful. It's very thorough.
Well, and all of these, many of these questions are things that they didn't think of.
Yeah.
And that's my job.
Yeah.
My job is to think of that for them. And then I actually even will, at the end, after we've discussed cost, everything, I will tell them, I even want a wish list. And what a wish list is what are the things that we could help out to help this household run more smoothly, mm-hmm, that would help all of you in this room, all you, son, you, daughter,
yeah,
you know, you come and do the mowing, son, daughter, you do the grocery shopping. What are some of the things on your wish list that if it was taken off of your shoulders, that would make your time with mom or dad more enjoyable, being a loved one to them,
yeah,
and not being the caregiver to them?
Yeah.
But it's, you have to prompt people.
And then they think of that, oh man, if I could just get rid of this one thing that I do every week, man, my life would be really good.
It can be something as simple as changing the sheets, yeah, on the bed, yeah, and putting fresh sheets on.
Yeah.
And that's something that literally people haven't thought of, because they are focused on, well, I need somebody to help my mom take a shower, mm-hmm, or I need somebody to cook her some food. You know, is that okay if you guys will do that? No, you don't understand. We're going to do a lot more than just that. So, mm-hmm, it's very cathartic,
yeah,
to gather this group of people, and they have the deer in the headlight look. And then after I get done, I see people in tears. I see people with relief.
They have
on
relief,
their face.
And
yes,
they see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
So to speak. Yeah.
The deer in the headlight look goes away, a look of relief and excitement.
Like, oh my gosh, help is here and I can relax just,
yes,
for a second here.
Exactly.
And I have some help. I don't have to shoulder this, this burden. And it's not a burden, but it's responsibility of caring for my mom or my dad, you know, and doing all these things. If this is resonating with you, seriously, give Golden Heart Senior Care a call at 913-534-8500, and they can come out. They'll go through this exact thorough process, get an estimate. And this could be for something in the future that you're looking at, or it could be for something for an immediate need, or it might even be something for your setting, you know, like you're setting up this summer, like Rick, you talked about, you know, planning our vacation, our 50th wedding anniversary, going on a cruise, whatever it is, we know we need a break and we need someone that we can trust so we don't have to worry about the care portion of our lives, so that we can literally exhale, recharge our batteries, and then come back. So 913-534-8500.
Yes. Please, please call. Please call. Give me a chance to show you how much better and easier this whole process can be for you. But after we sit and do that long list of questions, right, and subject matter, and go through how this all works, then the third step is the care plan's been established. We've talked about dates. We've talked about hours and how to maximize all of that.
Yep.
And we figured out this is what would help this house run more smoothly. Then we're going to set up a meet and greet with whoever. I go back to the office, and with my field supervisor and with Rick, we figure out who do we think would be the best primary caregiver for this
and
family.
The best fit. So you're matching staffing with the needs and the family, et cetera.
I don't go down a list and pick a name.
And start just, all right, I'm going to call this person.
No.
And that's what, frankly, that's what a whole lot of home care providers do, unfortunately. So,
no. My number one thing is not who's available. My very first thought is
who's the best fit.
Yep. For two things, skill set and personality.
Okay.
Those are the two things that are most important.
Perfect.
So then we set up the meet and greet, and that means that I or the field supervisor is going to bring that caregiver to the home. I don't care if the whole family is there again. I would love that.
Yeah.
Because they have a face, and that's even more fear that's being taken away. More uncertainty.
And they meet that person before they actually come into work.
Before they actually start any shifts with them.
And I'll guarantee you, most home care companies don't do this.
No. And honestly, it is. It's more, Rick's the owner. It's more money out of his bottom line.
It's not a reimbursed cost.
No.
But it's a very thorough and important part of the step. And that's why the clients I referred up in North Kansas City, they said, Patty came out with the caregiver. She met my mom. My mom was comfortable. And then when the lady came back, we had already met her. And she said, my mom was just immediately comfortable with her. And it's because of that important step that you just explained.
Well, and let me tell you, it's your loved one.
Yeah.
It is your mother or your father or spouse, whatever. You care for them. You love them. So we take it very seriously because, you know what? Rick's been through it with his grandfather. I've been through it with my own husband.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody that's listening to us in your listening audience, everybody has been through this in some shape or form. And wouldn't it be nice if it was not approached as a clinical process or a business transaction?
There's so many places. It is a business transaction. They're hiring people with pulses to go into your home. It's just terrible. And that's one of the things I love about Golden Heart. You guys are doing it right. You're doing a good job. You're trying as hard as anyone could ever try. And you are delivering excellent service.
Thank you.
Reach out to Golden Heart Senior Care at 913-534-8500. And if you have any questions, seriously, give Patty or Rick a call. Great, great people to work with. Rick and Patty, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
Honored to be here, Steve. Thank you.
All right. To everyone listening, I'm so honored you spent part of your day tuning into this program. Thank you so very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.